It should be more than a felony. We'll talk about it. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
September 11th, 2001. We will always remember. And now, the news.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hurricane Irma's getting weaker as it moves over the western Florida peninsula this morning, but the storm left plenty of damage in its wake.
Powerful 130-mile-per-hour winds whipping through southwest Florida Sunday, downing power lines and leaving a trail of debris behind. More than 4 million customers without power across the state.
Correspondent Rosa Flores, Florida's Miami International Airport is picking up the pieces after taking a hit from Hurricane Irma, and it's unclear when the airport will be up and running again.
The nation's 12th largest airport is closed after sustaining significant water damage throughout, say officials. The airport tweeted late Sunday that it needs to assess the damage before deciding whether passenger flights might resume Tuesday. The situation is a particular headache for American Airlines, the country's largest air carrier, which uses Miami as a major hub. Nearby Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport will also likely remain closed today, and the storm could cause problems in areas north, including Atlanta, home to the busiest airport in the world. I'm Scott Carr.
What next for Irma? WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Eno tells us there is still plenty of nasty weather for millions.
Still, the storm is going to make kind of a northwesterly track. And with it at this point, I think the storm surge, we're still looking at possibilities for, of course, into northeastern Florida and then up into parts of the coast of Georgia and into South Carolina. So areas around Savannah, Myrtle Beach may see some of the higher wave action. And of course, beach erosion.
Hurricane warnings or tropical storm warnings, he says, remain in effect for areas into southern Georgia and parts of South Carolina. Well, like many places this morning, Arlington County will hold a modest remembrance ceremony to mark the 9/11 anniversary. Many still see what happened at the Pentagon 16 years ago as a transformative moment for the D.C. region.
There will be a moment of silence at 9:37.
Former Arlington Fire Chief Jim Schwartz led Unified Command that day at the Pentagon, and he says what sticks out in his mind the most is what the 9/11 Commission said about the response.
Well, not perfect. It stood as a success because of the relationships and trust that existed between the responders.
It's not always easy to get everyone in this region to agree on something, but that day, he says, the mission was clear to everybody.
They have areas of the country where it would be easier simply because they don't have the kinds of complications that we do in the National Capital Region and yet have not achieved the same level of success that we continue to practice here.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There were just 3 traffic deaths in Virginia over the long Labor Day weekend, state police say, a sharp decline from previous years. Last year there were 8. The year before that there were 16. Well, this may be a new reason for you to take the 495 express lanes in Northern Virginia.
Transurban, which operates the express lanes on the Beltway and I-95, expects in the next couple of weeks someone will drive the billionth mile on the 495 express lanes. They want to reward that person with free travel for a year. Transurban's Mike McGurk says in order to be eligible,
you do have to have a valid Virginia Easy Pass, and you have to be a licensed driver over the age of 18, living in either Virginia, Maryland, or the district.
The winning driver must also have made at least 10 trips on the express lanes in the last year. The lucky motorist will be contacted by Virginia Easy Pass. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,798, the NASDAQ at 6,360. Sports for the second year in a row, the Nationals are Eastern Division champions. The Orioles lose to the Indians. NFL, the Redskins lose. The Cowboys beat the Giants. The Ravens win. And the Mystics beat the Liberty in the WNBA playoffs. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
you missed it. Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
I've been so lucky, so fortunate to have experienced the market going up over and over and over again. Well, what can I do to vest any gains that I may have achieved and insulate my retirement from the next correction that's going to happen? Isn't that the name of the game?
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. We have traffic stopped in two areas. Let's begin Maryland in the Jessup area of I-95 with the crash. Southbound 95 as you approach and pass the exit for Route 32, dealing with the crash. Again, they've stopped traffic to try to get some of the cars involved over to the shoulder, but it's going to take a little while, they say. So, as you come south through that area, 29 out of Columbia, your travel lanes are open and you're looking good. Same with the Baltimore-Washington Parkway without any problems through Jessup there. Just some options for you. On the George Washington Parkway, multi-car crash stops traffic as well. On the northbound side only, southbound you can get through, but northbound GW Parkway, as you head around Memorial Circle, looks like traffic's diverting onto Memorial Circle. So a little complicated there. On 395, the initial crash northbound near Seminary Road over to the shoulder. We had one in the backup right where Duke Street commuters merge onto 395, out to the shoulder as well, but almost back to the Beltway in delays. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunshine for us on this Monday. We get up to around 75. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a stray shower. Overnight low to around 60 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Spot Hero. Two monster storms, one monster bill. What's the financial toll of Harvey and Irma? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Ball, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It's 6:07 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. It's Monday morning. Joining us later this hour at 6:35 is Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst. He'll tell us what went wrong yesterday in that game. At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva is with us. Hey, did you hear? Lois Lerner, she's off the hook. Remember her? Her of the I Take the Fifth? Lois? Yeah, off the hook. 7:49, Mike Thomas from the Fox 5 weather team, and at 8:10, Alan Skaya from Westwood. They are both going to give us updates on Hurricane Irma. Alan is actually in Tampa, Florida, so we'll get a firsthand account from him. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. A lot of people anticipating that 60 Minutes interview last night between with Steve Bannon, the former White House chief strategist. He's now returned to running Breitbart News, but he feels liberated and in a lot of ways. And he's getting to speak candidly for the first time in a television interview. And I want to bring you some of the cuts of that because, you know, being an early riser, you may have missed what was going on in 60 Minutes last night. So let's jump right into this. I want to take it with the first cut. This is Steve Bannon talking about the Russia investigation and calling the whole thing a tremendous waste of time.
There's nothing to the Russia investigation. It's a waste of time.
What do you believe? You know what the national security institutions believe. What do you believe?
What do you mean what they believe? We don't really, I mean, that there may have been. I think, look, I was there. It's a total and complete farce. Russian collusion is a farce.
Okay, I didn't say collusion. Did the Russians try to influence the election?
If you consider maybe something they did at the DNC.
Maybe something they did?
Maybe some of the.
That's not what the CIA believes. That's not what the FBI believes.
Have you seen the intelligence reports?
No.
Okay, fine. So you don't
know. Have you seen the intelligence reports?
I have seen the intelligence
reports. Are you saying to me those intelligence reports do not suggest that the Russians tried to influence the election?
I would never devolve classified information on this show. But let me tell you, I think it's far from conclusive that the Russians had any impact on this election.
We're getting testy there with Charlie Rose. Nice to see the elderly man has some fight left in him. This is Steve Bannon basically being like, look, the core point, the one that everyone's made about the president of the United States, doesn't stand. There's nothing there. The thing that's energized all of this is the notion that there's collusion. If Charlie Rose is satisfied simply with the idea that a foreign government would hope to influence our election in any way, well then, mission accomplished, dude, because this has happened a lot throughout history. A lot of foreign governments would hope to influence our election. The Washington Post sells inserts to the Russian and Chinese governments. What would you like to, I mean, would you want to go down the list of the ways that foreign governments have tried to influence the United States? There are many. But if that's all there is, Charlie Rose, then, I mean, you're really overhyping something here.
Well, Charlie Rose is acting like this is the first time ever anyone has ever heard of a foreign government trying to influence the elections in this country. Like it's so new. They had no idea that this happens. This is the first time ever this has happened. And Steve Bannon, the patience of Job with Charlie Rose, because I don't have that kind of patience for nonsense and foolishness.
Yeah, and as far as I could tell, in this interview, he was a very forceful and effective advocate for the president, for President Trump's agenda as he sees it, the way that the president he thinks should be conducting his agenda. Remember, after he left the White House, he said the presidency is over as we know it, the thing that got him elected. And he's concerned. He's concerned about a whole bunch of things. Here's him expressing concern over the president's decision about DACA and what impact it might have on the Republican Party's ability to stay in power.
I'm worried about losing the House now because of DACA. And my fear is that with this 6 months downrange, if we have another huge, if this goes all the way down to its logical conclusion in February and March, it will be a civil war inside the Republican Party that will be every bit as vitriolic as 2013. And to me, doing that in the springboard of primary season for 2018 is extremely unwise.
The president made the wrong decision?
I think you wanted him to go full bore. I think what we have to do is focus on the American citizens. I think we have to focus on American citizens.
So what would you do with the people who came here?
I think that you saw the memo.
But just tell me what you would do. That's all
I think as the work permits run out, they self-deport.
They self-deport?
Yes. I am absolutely...
But that's being deported.
There's no path to citizenship, no path to a green card, and no amnesty.
Okay. There you go. So he's upset about this DACA program because he's fearful that at the end of the rainbow here is an amnesty, which is really funny to hear because the people who oppose the president are all fearful that mass deportations are coming. So you've got on one side Steve Bannon who's afraid of an amnesty, and on the other, Democrats who think mass deportations are on their way. So there's certainly a huge Rorschach test here going on with immigration.
Well, the problem with a path to citizenship for these DACA children who are now adults, the problem with this is it just encourages a never-ending stream of parents bringing their children here, crossing over the border, bringing their children here. It just encourages it because, hey, look at the reward that we get at the end of this. We'll break the law, you'll get citizenship, and then you can sponsor us to become citizens. And we get in front of everybody who's doing it the right way. And it also encourages that no one's talking about parents to send kids across the border as teenagers across the border, unaccompanied minors, to send them across the border as well. And
they're going to find sanctuary here in the United States.
And it's very dangerous. That alone right there, that is such a dangerous thing.
All right, here's more from Steve Bannon on Republicans. He says they're trying to nullify the 2016 election. Listen to Charlie Rose's reaction to this.
The Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election. That's a brutal fact we have to face.
The Republican establishment wants to nullify the 2016 election.
Trying to nullify the 2016 election. Right. Absolutely.
Who?
I think Mitch McConnell and to a degree Paul Ryan. They do not want Donald's populist, economic, nationalist agenda to be implemented. It's very obvious. It's obvious as night follows day.
They don't want his populist, nationalist agenda. Steve Bannon says. So again, he's at war with Republicans here, and he'll continue to be on his website. Speaking of Republicans and supporters of the president, he also talked about the Access Hollywood tape and how that may have actually cost Chris Christie a job.
When you side with a man, you side with him, okay? The good and the bad. You can criticize him behind, but when you side with him, you have to side with him. And that's what Billy Bush Weekend showed me.
You took names on Billy Bush Sunday, didn't you?
I did. I got him. I got it. You know, I'm Irish. I got my black book, and I got him. Christie because of Billy Bush weekend and was not looked at for a cabinet position.
He wasn't there for you on Billy Bush weekend, so therefore he doesn't get a cabinet position.
I told him the plane leaves at 11 o'clock in the morning. If you're on the plane, you're on the team. Didn't make the plane.
Well, there Oof. You go. Look at that.
Ooh. Rough.
Billy Bush weekend is where all the purges happened.
Wow. But, you know, listen, we know that that is who President Trump is. He wants loyalty. Remember, what did he say to Jeff Comey? You know, I want loyalty to the position. And people take that because of things like this. You understand now how that was misinterpreted and spun by the left, that one comment, because of things like this. Chris Christie was not seen as loyal during the whole Billy Bush thing, that 1 week, right? That when it first came out, he was not seen as loyal. You're not on the team.
Also, it didn't help that he imprisoned Jared Kushner's father. That was the other issue. But beyond that, things not looking good for Christie right now. Anyway, we'll keep track of this. Steve Bannon, of course, doing 60 Minutes last night.
Yeah, no, it is. Never mind, I was going to say something. I thought we had a guest. We may talk to Joe DeGeneva about this as well coming up, and Joe's coming up at 7:05. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, good.
6:15 on WMAL. The WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning, Virginia. We'll start with you. 395 from the Beltway through Landmark. Definitely seeing a heavy volume of traffic here. The initial crash near Seminary Road still had that right lane crowded tow truck at the scene, and so is VDOT crew. Back in the backups at Duke Street, one on the shoulder. So a little bit tough to get through that early morning slowdown here at 395. So just be alert for that. George Washington Parkway, commuters, Park Police tell me, looks like they're going to try to let one lane get by here. The scene of the crash, northbound right near Memorial Circle, southbound, your lanes are open. Sterling, I have better news for you. You can now use Sterling Boulevard coming westbound off of 28. Had the crash, just still see some activity and some slowdowns, but travel lanes, at least one will get you by. The accident, Bethesda Beltway, no, it's not construction near Old Georgetown Road. It's the inner loop crash as you approach the exit for Old Georgetown Road, mostly confined to the median, left lane crowded. That's what's causing those slowdowns. And real quick note, guys, on 95 in the Jessup area, southbound near 32 with the multi-car crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 75. It's going to be a nice day. Tonight, increasing clouds, a slight chance of a rain shower, low of 60. And tomorrow, cloudy with a stray shower possible and a high of 73. Currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 617 on WMAL. So there's been some heartbreaking pictures that have come out of Florida. And you saw before Hurricane Harvey in Texas as well. With animals, dogs, tied to stakes in their yard or tied to a tree or tied to out on the street, tied to telephone poles and on. And I saw one that had like seven dogs tied to a telephone pole. It was terrible. So authorities in South Florida say that they may now pursue felony charges against people who abandoned their animals before Hurricane Irma. Palm Beach County Animal Care and Control Director Diane Suave said that they recovered about 40 dogs in the days before Irma made landfall in Florida. She said some of them were tied up. Some were just left in their pens. So they were left in a pen in a yard. They can't get out if there's flooding. The dogs are going to drown. Some were left in enclosed yards, unable to escape. And one of the things that I've heard, and I think it's hard for dog owners to do, is to you let the dog go. They have phenomenal survival instincts. But if you chain a dog up or you tie a dog up, you leave that dog with nowhere to go. The dog can't go anywhere as the water rises. To me, it's just so phenomenally, unbelievably cruel. I can't even imagine. So she said that the Palm Beach County Animal Care and Control will pursue felony cruelty charges if they are able to gather enough evidence and find and identify a pet's owner. And they said that can be difficult, especially if a pet is just left on a side of a street tied to a sign. Can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
They also took in about 40 cats and some other dogs that were relinquished by their owners. And they say it's not unusual for a pet owner to take a pet to a shelter and say, you know, like the SPCA or something, and say, I'm giving up my dog or my cat before a hurricane. But she said the number of surrenders was higher than previous storms. She said it's not unexpected, but it's always disappointing. If you willingly give up your pet in Palm Beach County, you give up ownership and you can't get your pet back after Irma passes. Plus, voluntarily surrendering your pet can make it more difficult to adopt another pet in the future. I don't think you should ever be allowed to adopt another pet in the future. If you leave your dog tied up, if you have to surrender an animal for whatever reason, you lost your job, you can't feed it, something like that. I kind of get it. But she says, I feel torn at that sometimes, but we're not a boarding facility. They also say, don't let your dog out right after the storm passes because the dog's going to be confused by the damage and the debris. And your dog can very easily get injured on any debris that is around it. Now, go ahead.
I just make the obvious guttural reaction. Yeah. Why? There's not a rational explanation built into this at all. If the idea is that you don't want your house messed up, at the worst, put them in the garage, I guess. I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. This is a firing squad for an animal. You're tying the dog up to die at worst, and maybe with some likeliness. I mean, the idea that you leave them out in these conditions, the belief was, and this is in Palm Beach, that at the time that they were fleeing, that this may have been a Category 5 hurricane wrapping around the eastern side of Florida and may very well have smacked head-on into these animals that they decided to tie up. What lunatics are doing this? There's not a rational explanation built into this. You're not preserving your dog in any way. You're destining your dog to die. You may as well just let the dog go. Why tie it up? What's the point? So this is upsetting, and to see and or even hear about this is shocking to me. If you're not going to leave the dog in the house, throw him in the car, be uncomfortable, and get out of town.
I agree 100%. Very quickly, do you want to go to Bob here? Bob in College Park. Bob, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Bob.
Yeah,
hi, Bob.
I said I would. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's just no way, because I would no sooner leave a child behind than leave my dogs behind. It's like, where I go, they go. I have a vehicle dedicated just for them that I drive around with them in. It's called the Husky Mobile, so we would get in the Husky Mobile and leave. I mean, they would be in it.
Yeah, Bob, thank you. There are some shelters that didn't allow pets, and there are some hotels that don't allow pets. But there was a story of a family in Houston who was denied bringing their pet in, and they slept in the car. They took turns sleeping in their vehicle with their two dogs. That's what you do. So
Before you get a dog in Southern Florida, you probably should consider your hurricane plan for how you handle having a dog in Southern Florida.
I agree. It's just the pictures are making me sick. 622 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Did you know that Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills? Yep. They also improve your home's value, and now they can save you 50%. Mary Walter here. Thompson Creek eliminates the middlemen. They build their super energy efficient windows just for your home and just for our climate, and they do it in their own local factory. They are also totally accountable to you, and that makes the process super easy. Thompson Creek, you have a dedicated team that works on your windows from start to finish. So it's one group of people, one team that works on just your windows, and they work with your windows through the entire process. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window. They're going to give you another window 50% off. Improve the beauty, the comfort, and the energy efficiency of your home with Thompson Creek's knowledge and experience. There is no better time to replace your windows right before winter, and you need to call now to take advantage of this incredible offer. So call now to buy one window. They'll give you another one 50% off, plus no money down, no interest until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Do it before this offer is gone.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and check this out. It looks like the good people over at EMP 180 Weight Loss have heard your pleas. Now, based on the huge demand from our listeners in Maryland, EMP 180 Weight Loss is opening a new location in Rockville. You heard me right. The weight loss company that has made it so much easier to lose weight is now going to be even easier to get to. In just 9 months, EMP 180 has become the standard for nutritional-based weight loss in the D.C. area. And with so many of you ready to commit to healthy living, this new location in Rockville, well, it was the logical next step. So don't wait. EMP 180 Rockville is open now and taking appointments. With the convenience of two locations now in Rockville and, of course, still in Tyson's Corner, you officially have no more excuses. Join me and the more than 1,000 clients and counting who have already reached our empowered weight and are living a healthier life. EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. That's right, EMP180weightloss.com. One more time, EMP180weightloss.com.
625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. And for our commuters, Maryland 95, I want you to get ready here for the delays due to the crash. Update now sponsored by Spot Hero. A little bit of a change for the better. I know you're in stop traffic here trying to get through Jessup down towards Savage. The crash, southbound 95, right near the exit for 32. Please tell me that it looks like they have everything to both shoulders. Okay, this is new because everybody had been stopped. So south of 100, if you're coming out of Baltimore and pushing south through that stretch, heavy delays. Through Columbia, 29 is open. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, picking up some of that volume through Jessup as well as the bailout route. Now, let's get you around the Beltway, Maryland, through Bethesda on the inner loop side near Old Georgetown Road. Crash still blocks the left lane. Outer loop before Georgia Avenue for the accident. And 395 delays, Landmark to Seminary Road. That crash cleared from that right lane. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. We need that. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet today, mostly sunshine, high 75, increasing clouds tonight, maybe a stray shower, low 60. Stray showers possible Tuesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
All right, so you recall there's been several leaks from the White House that involved intimate phone conversations between the President of the United States and foreign leaders. And these transcripts, these detailed conversations were being leaked, especially early in the administration. So now Attorney General Jeff Sessions, whose job it is to root out these leakers, you'll recall weeks ago he made that announcement that they'd be going after the leakers, is reportedly considering giving lie detector tests now to the entire staff of the National Security Council in order to weed them out. The idea is that there's a small enough group of people who have access to, say, presidential transcripts with a foreign leader that they could actually succeed in rooting somebody out here. And I don't think it's a bad idea personally, because I've talked to law enforcement officers who suggested this right away. I was like, what would you do? Lie detector tests was an answer I got immediately. And just the very threat of having a lie detector kind of enforced. I mean, you don't want to have to rule by fear, but the idea that a lie detector would be used as an option might be enough to sort of cow people into doing the right thing.
Why wouldn't that just be a part of your job? That you may, just like you may have a mandatory random drug screening, that there would also be a random lie detector test. Why would that just not be part of your job anyway? It just seems to be normal to me, and I don't think it's harsh or over the line or anything along those lines. That should be done.
You think so? He wants to do a one-time, one-issue polygraph test of everyone on the staff of the NSC. There's more than 100 of them. So get those little doohickeys out and start attaching them to everybody and see if we can get some answers here. 628 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying Fullmount dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade, so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year. And with our new in-house high-end custom lab, we can change years worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Coming up on WMAL, it's Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst. He'll tell us what went wrong yesterday. One minute I'm listening to the game, and it's 19-17, and the next thing I know, they lost. I'm like, what happened? What, 30-17?
I hope he's got answers. We need them desperately.
So he's going to tell us what happened. 6:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Hurricane Irma continues to weaken as it moves over the western Florida peninsula this morning, but back in Miami, they'll be out later today to begin assessing the damage.
Roaring winds and heavy rain in the downtown area, turning streets into rivers. A major concern in downtown Miami, construction cranes weighing several tons, threatening everything below. At least two cranes in downtown Miami snapping under the pressure of Irma's howling winds.
Correspondent Rosa Flores, Miami police, meanwhile, are telling people stay inside.
We're actually going block by block, doing grid searches. I have officers checking houses. I have officers checking alleyways. I have a security team out there checking all of our businesses. Once daylight comes up, we'll get a really good idea of what the damage really is.
Meanwhile, some hurricane warnings or tropical storm warnings remain in place as Irma continues to lumber northward. WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Eno tells us.
And those warnings do extend all the way up into the top of the state of Georgia and also into eastern Alabama. So still a little bit of work to do as far as the latest cone associated with Irma. This storm is going to track through southwest Georgia today and into northern Alabama by 8 a.m. Tuesday.
Arlington County is set today to mark the 16th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Our event will be similar to the one that we have conducted over the last number of years.
Jim Schwartz is Arlington County's deputy county manager.
There will be a moment of silence at 9:37, which is the moment that the airplane went into the west side of the Pentagon.
184 people died at the Pentagon that day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,798. The Nasdaq at 6,360. Sports sponsored by the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. The Redskins lose the season opener to the Eagles. The Cowboys beat the Giants. The Ravens win. The Nationals capture the Eastern Division title for the second year in a row. The Orioles lose. And the Mystics beat the Liberty in the WNBA playoffs. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Virginians are trying transit and loving it. You can too, September 18th through the 22nd. Read, text, relax, and enjoy. Take the pledge to be entered to win round-trip tickets on Amtrak. Learn more at TryTransitWeek.org.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million people who believe the American dream is still alive. That's why we're doing something to make it more attainable. We put our earnings back into lower rates on mortgages for members all across America. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Football season is here at Live Casino and Hotel. All month long, we're celebrating football with Touchdown Throwdown, where you can win your share of $250,000 in prizes. 70 winners will have a chance to show off their skills and throw a touchdown pass to win up to $50,000 cash. Drawing September 30th. It's just one more way to get lucky at Live. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, it's the volume. Urbana-Hyattstown, now in Germantown. It's been the crash, 95 Maryland, that's causing these big delays trying to push through Jessup, southbound 95, right near the exit for 32. Everybody had been stopped, but they're still in the clearing stages here. They put everything to both shoulders, but from time to time you may have a lane block with tow trucks. So southbound 95 jammed to 32. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway picking up a lot of the bailout traffic. Still good out of Columbia on 29. Two Maryland accidents on the Beltway, inner loop in Bethesda at Old Georgetown Road, left lane, and then the outer loop as you pass George Avenue. Looks like they confined that to the shoulder. George Washington Parkway, boy, we're struggling here. This crash around the Memorial Circle. Everybody had been stopped and detoured onto Memorial Circle, and I'm looking at delays back to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure remains in control today. We're mostly sunny. We get up to around 75. Increasing clouds tonight. Slight chance of a shower. Low 60. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Stray showers possible. High 73. Rain moves in Tuesday night. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Stafford, 53 in Olney, 58 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It's 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yes, it is Monday morning. Joining us at 7:05, legal analyst Joe DiGenovo is with us. The Texas Attorney General dropped their DACA suit. We'll find out what that's about. 7:49, Mike Thomas from the Fox 5 weather team with an update on Hurricane Irma. And at 8:10, Alan Skaya, he is with Westwood, and he is in Tampa, Florida, so he'll tell us what it was like to sit there and ride out Hurricane Irma. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnais.
Hey, good morning.
To the Redskins.
All right. night. So that's a peppy song for a team not in a peppy mood right now, having lost last night to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Let's get a reaction on all of this from Trevor Maddish, WMAL's Redskins analyst. Trevor, good morning. And as you assess yesterday's game, it seemed that the one thing that people have all looked at is the amount of turnovers we saw the Redskins give up yesterday.
Yep, they gave up four turnovers, three of them by Cousins, and one of them on a muff punt. It was a game that from the beginning looked like the Redskins offense didn't want to win. I mean, this script was completely flipped. Last year, the defense struggled, but the offense was so good that they made up for a lot of the defense's inadequacies. In this opener, the defense wasn't perfect, but they played pretty well with very little offensive support, and the offense looked as awful in the opener as it did in the preseason games, and that is to be expected.
Yeah, that was sort of the question mark, I thought, was, you know, whether or not they were going to improve at all. You say it was expected. As you assess it, have they made much improvement during the preseason?
No. The preseason, they showed no chemistry at all. The preseason, for example, Terrell Pryor at wide receiver only caught two passes. That's it. He's the new guy, the big guy, the guy they expected to be the deep threat to replace DeSean Jackson going deep down the field. And yet, he and Cousins in preseason games only managed to have two completions, two in three preseason games that they played, parts of those preseason games. And in this game, he caught six passes, but they targeted him 11 times. And this game is marked more by the missed opportunities between Cousins and Pryor than by the connections.
Can you compare Carson Wentz, though, versus Kirk Cousins?
Carson Wentz is... Well, Carson Wentz, I think, has more upside. Carson Wentz has more star power. Cousins has more reliability and predictability when everything around him is going properly. And we saw Carson Wentz use that star power, that physical charisma. He's a big guy. And the Redskins' defense had him sacked a couple of times. I mean, their hands on him, he was going to be sacked. But then somehow he was able to pull a Ben Roethlisberger and beast his way out of the sack, extend the play out to the side, and then hit massive completions down the field. And so he has that physical ability. Cousins doesn't have that physical ability. But in fairness to Cousins, other than Ben Roethlisberger, there are very few quarterbacks in the NFL that have that kind of physical ability that he showed to actually break tackles in the pocket and then move out and extend the play.
You know, yesterday's game wasn't necessarily defined by this play, but a huge play happening in the final 2 minutes of the game as what apparently was an incomplete pass by all replays coming out of Kirk Cousins' arm was given a fumble and a return for a touchdown for the Eagles. What happened there?
Well, what happened was the Redskins now needed a touchdown to win. And we're less than 2 minutes to go in the game. So it's clear that the Redskins have to pass. And it's clear that the pass rush is going to come after him with a fury. And boy, did it. And one of their guys came around the corner, around the right side, and as Cousins was starting his throwing motion, starting to throw the ball, he hit Cousins' arm. Now, Cousins was certain that his hand was coming forward, which would have made it an incomplete pass, and the Redskins would have had just another opportunity, lined up for the next down. But the officials on the field made the correct call. It was close. So they let the play continue to run. They called it a fumble on the field. Because what if they would have been wrong and said it was an incomplete pass when it really was a fumble? Well, you take away the opportunity for them to scoop it up and score a touchdown on defense like they did. So they did the right thing on the field. The problem for the Redskins is that the protocol for instant replay is that you need to have unequivocal video evidence. It has to be clear and convincing proof that the call was wrong in order to overturn it. And the official said that even though everybody on the field, including the Philadelphia Eagles involved in the play, everybody on the field that was playing thought that it was an incomplete pass. They thought Cousins' hand was coming forward before that ball was knocked out. But the officials in the replay booth said that the video looks that they had didn't show that conclusively.
It's nonsense. I'm looking at the ball. the ball is out of Kirk Cousins' hand. It's actually left his hand by the time it's swatted down in the replay.
Right.
So it's the concept that he wasn't throwing the ball yet is nonsense. Not an excuse for the Redskins' loss yesterday. They had plenty of other reasons for that. But that was a sad way to end the game, and it's always bad to see something that's outside of your own performance dictate that.
But here's what's appropriate for it to end that way for the Redskins. It ended with a pressure in the pocket that never should have happened. They
yeah,
should have blocked better.
That's right.
And Cousins should have been aware of that guy coming around the corner and stepped up better. And so that still was a Redskins problem.
All right, well, we'll check back in with you, Trevor, as they take on the Rams next weekend and get an assessment and hopefully a more glowing assessment of the Redskins' performance as they head into week two. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Appreciate having you here. 6:43 now on WMAL.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number two comes from Jenny in Georgetown.
Everyone should be on a low-salt diet. It's just healthy for you. Duh.
Okay, let's shake it up. Research shows Americans on average already consume sodium in the safe range. Since sodium is an essential nutrient, consuming too little salt can cause problems, which is why the government should not continue plans to put all Americans on a low-salt diet.
Whoa.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
6:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95 testing your Monday morning patience. However, the crash cleared out of the travel lanes. So this is better news. I know you're in heavy delays southbound as you try to head past 100, past 175, down to Route 32, the scene of the crash, now to both the left and the right shoulder. So you still see a lot of activity, but now you're slowly getting through. Now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as expected, that picked up a lot of bailout traffic when 95 was shut down. On 29, southbound into Columbia, bit of volume at 32, and then beyond into Burtonsville, starting to see that normal commute there. Oh boy, anything but normal. 395 Beltway through Landmark had two separate accidents between Duke Street, Seminary Road, both onto the shoulders. George Washington Parkway jammed solid. I would avoid, if you can, coming northbound after you pass Reagan National Airport. If you're not heading in on the 14th Street Bridge or 395, don't commit to GW Parkway north of that around Memorial Circle, still with crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure remains in control today. We're mostly sunny. We get up to around 75. Increasing clouds tonight. Slight chance of a shower. Low 60. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Stray showers possible. High 73. Rain moves in Tuesday night. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
It's been proven through science that human activity, that climate change is due to human activity, and we continue to ignore it. And the only voice that we really have is through voting. And it was really startling. You know, you're watching these hurricanes now, and it's hard, especially while promoting this movie, not to feel Mother Nature's rage, wrath.
That was climate scientist Jennifer Lawrence while promoting her movie Mother. Yeah, I don't understand why they ask people, if you're promoting a movie, why do they ask you about the hurricanes in the United States? Because this is with the BBC. Why do they ask you about hurricanes in the United States and her opinion on them? Why? Oh, she's promoting a movie. This is like asking, I don't know, someone who paves roads for a living what they think about the current kindergarten curriculum.
I know why.
Why?
I know why.
Why? Go ahead. You know everything. Why?
Because we're talking about her this morning. If I'm an interviewer covering an entertainment news gathering, I'm going to ask, what's the process like? Are you a method actor? How do you change into character? Do you stay all in character the whole time? Eventually, all those questions get boring, and you're finally like, hey, tell me about President Trump. And then what you get is a string of nonsense, which gets replayed everywhere, because that's what we like to do. We like to engage with this nonsense and take it on. I'm totally for it, and I understand, meaning taking it on when we see it. But that is the setup here. These interviewers hope to get some earned media by shooting a, you know, tell me about Hurricane Irma maybe in the relationship with Donald Trump, would you?
Oh, my God. What's a dumb question? She said, you know, she went on to say, I've heard things and seen things on TV in my own country that devastate me and make me sick. And it's just really confusing. And she was asked whether she finds Trump confusing. She said, I don't find him confusing. I think I know exactly what he is. So
she's got him pegged.
She knows, because, you know, she's also not, despite being a climate scientist and an actress, she's also a political pundit.
Well, in the Hunger
Games, she's got it all covered.
In the Hunger Games, they got to control the climate inside that dome that she was in. So she's used to having leaders who know how to take care of the climate.
Well, she probably thinks it's real. On another note, that is creepy music.
Clown that is music. Creepy music.
Creepy clown music, because you know what the biggest movie is right now? It. Stephen King's novel, It, has been made into a movie. I read the book. I have no desire to see that movie. That book scared the bejesus out of me. The book alone, because I think sometimes your own imagination is worse than what it would appear on the screen. From what I understand and what I have read, they really did a good job bringing this one to the screen. Because I think sometimes they just fall short. This one, they have exceeded expectations. I've seen pictures of the clown holding the red balloon. I'm like, I'm not watching the movie. I don't want to see the movie. It grossed $51 million on Friday from 4,103 theaters for a weekend debut of more than $100 million. $51 million on Friday alone, shattering a bunch of different records. And it's the biggest opening movie ever for the month of September.
They're not clowning around.
Ugh.
$650 on WMAL. God.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. We have five seminars in Maryland and Virginia, September 12th through the 16th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Monday, Jessica.
Happy Monday and good morning, Mary. Hurricane Irma is sparing Tampa, Florida this morning. Investors are waiting for damage assessments. Nearly 5 million homes and businesses are without power right now in Florida. Stock futures are rallying, indicating a much higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are mostly higher in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is ticking higher. Watch the stock. Stocks of hotel companies, cruise lines, and insurance companies again today. Also watch airlines. Some 10,000 flights have been canceled because of the storm, including hundreds as of right now in Atlanta. No nuclear test from North Korea over the weekend. The UN Security Council is set to vote today on sanctions. Apple is getting set to unveil its new iPhone tomorrow with a major event. And this is Patriot Day, the 16th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Many media outlets and businesses will observe a moment of silence this morning at 8:46 a.m. Eastern, the moment hijackers flew American Airlines Flight 11 into the North Tower in New York. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tough spots will start at the George Washington Parkway. This will be just north of the 14th Street Bridge. Please try to avoid because there's still detouring traffic. Northbound GW Parkway right at Memorial Circle. So then you're onto the Memorial Bridge. So it gets a little bit complicated due, again, to this crash. Now, southbound at the Memorial Circle on the GW can get through. Park Police have been busy. Suitland Parkway crash in bound after Alabama Avenue. 395 delays out of Springfield to Landmark. Had two separate accidents there. Just find them both on the shoulder. Now from Maryland, 95 south at 32. That's where we had the long-standing crash. Now to the shoulders, both of them. So from 100 to 32, it is jammed solid, as is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Very slow with that bailout traffic. Now, GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remnants of Irma will make a slow pass through as we move towards the end of the week. We've got mostly sunshine today, 75. Increasing clouds tonight, stray shower, low 60. Stray showers possible Tuesday, high 73. Rain Tuesday night, thunderstorms possible Wednesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are still at 58 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Tracking some sad news from over the weekend. First, let me start off with how this all began, we think. Fox News is what we're talking about. Now, Eric Bolling, the host of Fox News, is the specialist. Prior to that, The Five and also some other shows was with Fox News for a decade. He was let go on Friday. The network and he released a statement. The network released a statement saying the following. The Fox News channel is canceling The Specialists, and Eric Bolling and Fox have agreed to part ways amicably. We thank Eric for his 10 years of service to our loyal viewers and wish him the best of luck. This comes after Bolling had been suspended on August 5th over sexual harassment allegations. So, you know, it looks like they may have come to some resolution there and thought that it was fitting for him to leave the network. I should also point out, while we're talking about it, that Charles Payne has returned to the network on Fox Business after he was plagued by some sexual harassment allegations of his own. But he's back on the air. So I don't know if any of that is suggestive in any way of the conclusions that they've reached internally. But here's what's said. He leaves Fox on Friday. Friday night, his 19-year-old son was found dead. His name is Eric Chase, and very upsetting. By Saturday, you had TMZ reporting that this was a suicide. But we don't know with clarity what it is. In fact, Eric Bolling tweeting yesterday, Adrian and I are devastated by the loss of our beloved son, Eric Chase, last night. That was on Saturday that he tweeted that. Details still unclear. Thoughts, prayers appreciated. Authorities have informed us there is no sign of self-harm at this point. Autopsy will be next week. Please respect our grieving period. We are overwhelmed by the love and support we have received. Adrian and I thank you all and ask that you please keep us in your prayers. There are prayers coming Eric Bolling's way for his family. Kellyanne Conway tweeting, love and prayers for friends Adrian and Eric Bolling. May Eric Chase know eternal peace. And the president of the United States retweeting that as well. The president also retweeting Sean Hannity, who expressed this on Twitter, to my dear friend Eric Bolling, please know we all love you. We'll be here for you and your family. I am so struck by this story, especially because of the human component to it, but also because this just feels like it didn't have to happen. I mean, who knows what precisely went down? I guess we'll find out on Friday. But I do know this, that the media, in this case, the Huffington Post, went strong after Eric Bolling for sexual harassment allegations, and they've ruined a man's career potentially here, and may, and in the end, a life may have been lost. And this is very sad, and I think not a good look. At all for the way the media has treated this, and certainly what a sad story to have the Bolling family experience it.
Yeah, I've met Eric Chase a couple times when Eric would bring him to work at Fox, and Eric Bolling Sr., nothing but kind and generous and a gentleman, and so I never bought any of that to begin with, but just my heart breaks for that family.
All right.